This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A. Stars. Tom Springer lives on a four-acre farm in Three Rivers, established in the 1860s. There, he's built a close connection with nature and has collected some of those experiences and insights in his book, The Star in the Sycamore, Discovering Nature's Virtues in the Wild Nearby. Springer's first collection of essays, Looking for Hickories, was named a Michigan Notable Book. Tom, there's a beautiful sycamore tree on the cover of your book, The Star in the Sycamore. There's a story, isn't there, about this tree and how it led to stargazing?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I think it was stargazing that led me to the tree. As I explain in an essay in the book, one night I was taking my dog out to the barn, which I did every night. It was this ritual. I had to look up at the stars, and it was a clear night, and I said, oh, that's a Big Dipper up there. And I looked behind me, that's Orion's Belt. After that, I realized I was really woefully ignorant on the night sky and the constellations up there. And it struck me that I'd paid so much attention to things on Earth. I'm interested in, you know, the native habitat, the plants, the trees and everything. But that led me to really get into stargazing as a practice, as a way to learn more about the night sky. And I also, because you live in winter in Michigan, when I get home from work, sometimes I'll take a walk down our dark country road at night. And I noticed the trees at night, they really, when they're bare as they are, they really show the form that they've taken throughout their, by turning themselves and growing or orienting themselves basically toward the light. And there's this one tree in particular, and it's a sycamore that's on the cover of the book. And it's just beautiful. It has its arms lifted up. I just call them arms. They remind me of sort of like the touchdown Jesus statue down at Notre Dame on the side of the Hesburgh Library. And this one night when I walked back, I could see Sirius, the dog star. It was just nestled on the crown of this tree. And it made me think about the connection between trees and stars. And of course, trees are nothing more than light incarnate. Every tree that was ever made has grown and turned itself, and its form has been shaped in response to the sun, which is our star. And that was really the inspiration for the title of the book.
And I understand in this collection of essays, you also talk about how light affects human beings.
Yeah, and I think the way that certainly we all know this time of the year, we're in the darkest, shortest nights of the year, although it's starting to get brighter, is that people respond differently in the summer. I mean, you need less sleep, at least I do. I remember visiting my sister and brother-in-law once up in Alaska, land the midnight sun, and it was middle of the summer, and it seems like people were up cooking, playing softball and everything, and getting by in 3-4 hours of sleep, and it didn't bother them. But of course now, the way it is dark in the winter, about 8 or 8:30, sometimes I'm ready to pack it in. But I think we need that light in our lives, and I think that's the light that nature can provide. It's both the visual light, but it's also the insights into the way the natural world works that is so fascinating, life-affirming, because we come from nature, and that exposing us to the light of the knowledge of nature is really a powerful way to grow it in our own right.
And you live out in Three Rivers, I believe, right? On a farm?
Right.
So tell us the story of that farm. And is that the first time you've lived in country, or you have always? Because when I moved out to the country, one of the very first things I discovered was the sky. When you get out of suburbia and the city, there's so much sky and you see so many more stars.
I think that was certainly the case here. My wife and I moved out in the country after we married, and we moved in this place in 1995. It's an old brick farmhouse built in the 1860s. It had been owned by a couple who had lived here for 51 years and had never moved. Matter of fact, before the husband went into the hospital for a couple weeks before his death, he never hardly went anywhere. I mean, he had a small dairy farm. So it's this beautiful old home, and we came into it, and I remember what you mentioned in terms of, I remember that first night walking down the road, it was late summer, and seeing that river of the Milky Way overhead. I'd never seen it so clear. And I was like, wow, I'm really in a different place. Even though I grew up in Three Rivers, 5 miles away, the rural setting, the quietude, the darkness, the sky, it was all something I hadn't really experienced before.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A. Stars. Give us a synopsis, if you can pull all those essays together. What is this book about?
The Star in the Sycamore, it's really about paying attention with what I call the wild nearby. It's these natural wonders that are right in our midst that we may drive past every day or walk past every day without giving much thought. It could be a quiet little woods down the street or a park or a parcel of restored prairie or a favorite tree or a beach or a little spot on the river that really is abundant in life in a way that we have in Southwest Michigan because of the four seasons. There's always new growth and new change. But I think too often we think that we don't look at the wild nearby. We tend to look at the wild far away. We think, well, I'm going to go on vacation to the Rockies or the UP or out west. I'm going to go to a national park. I'm going to see the natural world in all its splendor. And that's great and that's wonderful. But on a daily basis, having regular encounters with the natural world, even something as small as a tree or a plant or some sort of new wildflower, I think that can give our life meaning and relaxation in a way that, you know, we can't always put that off until the 2 weeks we get for vacation every year.
And one of the details that it seems you've noticed being out in the country more is that there are more than four seasons. I found that kind of fascinating, that you're looking at it as more like seven. And I think you're right. Talk to us about seven seasons.
Well, I mean, the four seasons are very arbitrary. It's just one example by time. Most of us don't think summer starts June 21st, but after June 21st, the days actually start getting shorter. But we all have our markers. I mean, you think about the spring when you first see those first grape hyacinths pop out of your flower beds, or the tulips that are starting to come up, those green spears, the tulips that looks like the snow is going to kill them because it's so cold it never does. Or if you're out in the marsh, you see the marsh marigold or the skunk cabbage. So nature is constantly changing. I mean, even in February, early March, you see the tips of the maple trees start to turn red. They're starting to get that sap. These changes are subtle. So the big four arbitrary markers, they don't really define all the small little revelations that are coming about across the year. Or one that I like, the first time in the spring when you're driving down the road, you smell a skunk. I mean, that's an indicator of spring too, right? These critters are out moving around.
So you have an event coming up in Kalamazoo at This Is a Bookstore. Some of us know it as Book Bug as well. And it's, as many events are right now, a virtual event of local authors. Tell us about that event and what you plan to bring to it.
Well, there's going to be four local authors at the event, and I've been reading about their bios. It's fascinating, diverse range of writing in terms of fiction and nonfiction. I think my part of it, because I'm writing about the natural world, they want us to talk about where this book came from. And I think maybe, I don't know if it's going to be easier for me, but I think it really falls in line with what we saw in 2020. This idea that, you know, paying attention to the natural world, paying attention to the wild nearby, finding as part of a daily practice, just the way some people make exercise or yoga or meditation or prayer practice. How can we incorporate the natural world into the daily habits and really ways we have of being? And I just want to get the word out about that. And I think whether or not people buy my book, That's such a hopeful direction, I think, for our country to go to. We so much need peace. We need to calm our nerves that have been rough raw in so many ways. And I just want to reinvigorate that sense of hope with the new year and with the spring coming up. And hopefully my book can help play a little part in that revival. That would be wonderful.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Tom Springer, the author of The Star in the Sycamore. Springer will be one of four authors taking part in a virtual event sponsored by This Is a Bookstore, Book Bug, at 6:30 p.m. on February 25th. Advance registration is required. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.